Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. November 18, 2023. Multilayered egoism. Question. Rabash writes that a person changes several times to a state where he sees that he is not able to give more force and wants to escape from spiritual work. Why do I have to go through the state of wanting to escape many times? Answer, it is because our egoism is layered. While a person convinces himself that he must change, many actions take place over him for a long time. Question, how does one withstand and not run away? Is this due to the strengthening of the ten or oneself? Answer, oneself and mostly the ten. From the first part of the Daily Kabbalah lesson November 2, 2023. Writings of Rabash. What is the son of the beloved and the son of the hated in the work? View from concealment. Question. It is easy to feel shame in our world. Why is it so hard to feel it about the Creator? Answer. The fact is that we do not feel the Creator and do not imagine Him, and that is why it is difficult for us to feel what He feels, what He has from us, and what we receive from Him. For us, this is all a closed account. Therefore, our state is called concealment. Question. You can still feel shame about the group because we get a lot from it. But is it difficult to imagine that the Creator is behind the group? Answer. When you begin to come closer to the group, then you will start to feel the Creator behind it. To feel Him, one must strive with all one's soul to connect with the group. From Cab TV's The Study of the Ten Sefirot, Tess, November 2, 2023. Why do we bless the Creator? It is written in the Zohar, Ki Tissa, Item 2, Come and See, it was established that there is no blessing above on that which is counted. And if you say, how were Israel counted? He took from them ransom for their souls, and they established that they did not calculate until all the ransom was collected and reached the number. It follows that in the beginning, Israel are blessed when receiving the ransom. Afterward, they count the ransom and bless Israel once more. It turns out that Israel were blessed in the beginning and in the end, and there was no plague in them. He asks, why does a plague appear because of the count? He answers, it is because there is no blessing in that which is counted. And since the blessing has departed, the Sitra Akra, other side, is on it and can do harm. Rabash, what is, there is no blessing in that which is counted, in the work? Question, what does the author call a blessing at the beginning and at the end, and how does this relate to the structure of the prayer? Answer, we bless the Creator for gradually revealing all our mistakes and shortcomings and then thank Him for correcting these mistakes. That is how we go through all our desires and all the corrections. We thank the Creator for the shortcomings He initially created in us and for the steps we take to correct these shortcomings. And so we move forward. When we bless the Creator, we raise Him above ourselves more and more and thus can call upon ourselves even greater light. From the first part of the Daily Kabbalah lesson October 29, 2023. Writings of Rabash. What is, there is no blessing in that which is counted, in the work? In continuous merging. One must know in one's heart that the Creator chases him just as much as he chases the Creator. One must never forget that, even during the greatest longing. When remembering that the Creator misses and chases him to cling to him as intensely as one wishes for it himself, he then always goes from strength to strength, with yearning and longing, in a never-ending zivug, coupling, the complete perfection of the soul. Until he is rewarded with repentance from love, Baal HaSulam, letter number 19. Question, it is so poetically written here that he then always goes from strength to strength, with yearning and longing, in a never-ending zivug. How can one reach such a high state? Answer, If a person constantly directs himself toward greater connection with the Creator, by striving to feel it, he gradually begins to sense it. Continuous merging, Zivug, is when you constantly desire to be connected with the Creator and direct your sensations toward knowing Him. And thus, you move toward Him. Question: do true Kabbalists direct all their sensations, everything that happens to them throughout the day, toward the Creator and connect with Him through this? Answer: certainly. Is there anyone else besides the Creator? He is the root of everything, and a person directs himself toward Him. Question: how do they not lose this focus on the Creator? Answer: through their own efforts and personal prayer. From the second part of the Daily Kabbalah lesson, October 31, 2023. Conduct warlike King David.